to second place in the Golden Helmet League. I'm killing it. I'm doing a great job. Other people who are killing it at home, Hendo08, Sunhar's still up there at the top, and Geselik, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, but congratulations to all three of you. Our top three currently in our official WTF1 league.
Smashing it.
Absolutely smashing it. So, you guys are doing amazing. I'm also doing amazing. Up in the second place
at
the moment. So humble. I had a great result. It was actually second out of the Golden Helmet for Miami. Promote myself to second. But I am still, about 100 points away from P1. But, you know, we will just have to wait and see it. But I had a good result. You know, 969 points. Had a Hulkenberg in my team, star driver. Solid race in both of them. Got points in the sprint, of course. Tsunoda had a good one as well, 168. Sainz, okay. You know, he had that collision, sadly. Dropped off a little bit. Zhou, not too bad. Magnussen was a bit of a stinker. Only 75 points scored there. Ferrari were good for me as well, though. But I have had to make quite a few changes, as a lot of drivers have run out of contract for me.
Oh, Hayden. Thing is, your team went up 1.7 mil. I dropped 2.1 and
Where
you,
are you
went
in the
up. So, actually, Aiden, you say you're doing quite well.
Yeah.
I've gone up to P5.
You're hot my heels.
We were doing great. We were like P5, P6, and we dropped all the way back down to like P13, P12. Mm-hmm. We've always stayed quite close together, though.
Yeah.
And then now we're jumping up again. You to P2, me to P5. I'm quite happy with that. We're only 120 points away from each other.
Oh, you are actually quite close. It's scary.
I know, we're not too far off, but Hulkenberg on your team is the best thing that you can do.
Yep.
280 points, because he was my star driver as well.
Same.
It's gone up 1.3 mil. I would suggest to everyone, get Hulkenberg on your team.
Fully agree with that. Hulkenberg is a strong choice. If I look at the data as well for the drivers and the results for Miami, so the highest sort of scoring drivers that aren't from the top teams, Hulkenberg, 140 points scored. And he's just been consistently scoring good points.
Yeah.
Ocon, though, had a good result as well. As did Gasly. Both of them went up in price. Piastri actually dropped down, and it wasn't a great result for him because he had that collision. But the car looks good. He was actually in a place to, you know, be up there fighting for a podium as well.
I thought he was going to do well. That's why I put him in my team, and he's gone down 1.8 mil.
Yeah, which is, you know,
No wonder my team went down.
Roll back to me. Obviously, I had to make changes. So out of my team were Hulkenberg, Tsunoda, Zhou, Magnussen, all run out of contract, leaving me just with Carlos Sainz and Ferrari. Now, I put Sainz and Ferrari in for five races. They've used one of those so far, so I've got four races still with them. So I decided to do what I've been doing so far, buy low. If they're on the down, then hopefully they have a good result. And when they go out of the team, they go back up. Now, I went for, because I liked my team that I had before. Hulkenberg, great shout. Yuki Tsunoda, great shout. Those two are important, and they're people that I want in my team. So I wanted these guys right now that I go in for one race. So I've got Lance Stroll, star driver. I'm hoping for a good result for Aston Martin.
Well, Lance Stroll, a few weeks ago, was actually great to have on your team as a star driver. And I couldn't get my head around it because I was like, but Fernando is out qualifying him, getting better positions, more overtakes, all of that. But Lance Stroll seems to be bringing lots of points in each category.
His average points is 111 over the last, his eight race average points is 111, which is 10 less than Hulkenberg. So as a star driver, that's still a good driver to have as a replacement for a week for Nico Hulkenberg. Miami points for Stroll were 96 though. So not great, but that's why he's gone down 1.3 million.
Yeah.
So I've still got 5 million in the bank. My team value is 109 million. So
how
I'm still increasing the budget. We'll get to that.
How have you done that? I always
buy low,
get no money.
Goes up.
Yeah, that's
then they
true.
Come out
that's
of your team.
True.
Albon also got him for one race. He went down 1.7 mil. You say Williams are bringing upgrades. That could bode very well for me this weekend. Daniel Ricciardo as well had a very strong China. Great sprint race. In the main race, kind of fell off a bit, but hopefully the results still continue. He only went up 0.1 million, so there's still room to go up plenty more. Stroll is my star driver. So that is Sainz, Stroll, Albon, Ricciardo, Ferrari. You might be thinking, Hayden, that's not enough drivers. You're missing one more. I'll put in Oscar Piastri. McLaren looked very good after Miami.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they're going to continue to improve. P5, Piastri was kind of hard done by, got punted by Sainz and shafted by strategy with the safety car.
If he does well, obviously, at Imola, then hopefully he'll be in great points for you.
And he went down 1.8 million. So there is
you
opportunity.
Got him cheap.
I got him cheap. He can go straight back up after a couple of good results. But I put him in for four races to tie in when Sainz and Ferrari change contracts. Mm-hmm. Because obviously he's cost me a decent amount, 19 million, or just shy of 20 million. So when Sainz, Piastri and Ferrari all come out, I'm going to have a huge chunk of money that I can look at. Do I go for a top driver or is there maybe a driver who's currently gone down? George Russell was a good shout and somebody I was thinking of as well. And I think he's another good driver to kind of pick because, yes, okay, the Mercedes isn't quite as good as the McLaren, and Oscar's 8-race average is 141 points. Mm-hmm. George Russell's is 139, so they're quite similar. But George gets good points in the beating the teammate, and that is vital. That's very, very important.
You want to maximise all those points.
Exactly.
I'm getting quite an intellectual vibe from you here, Hayden.
Well,
you're really going in on the strategy.
Well, it's always been there.
Well, yeah, it's coming out now, I guess. Maybe I'm taking the wrong approach again. I did so well at the start.
Yeah, but why did you do well at the start? What did you do that was bad at the start? And this home, anyone watching, never do this.
I just locked in the best drivers.
Yeah.
Didn't lock them in for long enough.
No.
So I spent all the money and then got rid of them.
No, what you did was you bought drivers out of their contracts. You wasted money.
Yeah, that was actually quite
true. Wasted money.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking...
I mean, now I'm quite fuming because I've sort of locked everyone in. So the people that were locked in is Alonso, Piastri, Ricardo, Magnussen, and I've got Ferrari as my constructor. And then there was a space and I thought, oh, which one of my drivers has gone? I'm absolutely heartbroken. I've just lost Nico Hülkenberg.
Yeah.
He was my top point scorer and I can't get him again. He's locked.
He only got to wait one race though. He'll be back.
Well, we'll see. I need him back in my team because I've got Tsunoda for this race only and then after that he'll be gone. So hopefully I can swap Tsunoda out, bring Hülkenberg back in. But I've put Tsunoda as my star driver because he sort of gets loads of those points in from overtaking to qualifying points to beating teammate points. So I thought Tsunoda's going to be my best. But his average is 117. So I'm hoping that doubling those points will get me more points. But I'm not feeling very strong with my lineup anymore. Kevin Magnussen, like we said, didn't do great. Went down 1.8 mil. So I'm not happy with that. Ricardo, yes, he's getting those points. He's having okay races and sometimes really bad races. So it's just very up and down for Ricardo. Fernando Alonso didn't really impress in Miami. The upgrades didn't work for the Aston Martin. I'm just praying to the gods up there that these upgrades work and he's going to boost up my team. And it's the same with Piastri. He's gone down 1.8 mil. I've got him locked in for three more races. Hopefully that gives him, you know, a better chance to prove what he's got. And again, bring me some more races, but I lose Ferrari in two races, so I'm gonna have to go for a cheap constructor, I think.
Well, I don't know,
if I don't have enough money.
Ferrari's still like good value. McLaren could still be an option there. Mercedes probably unlikely, but Red Bull probably unlikely, but Mercedes and Aston are still options. Still,
well, it is
good
the
points.
Constructor for me that's bringing me up, because when I had Red Bull at the start and I was doing great, and then I lost them and went to Mercedes, and then I just jumped all the way down, the opposite of jumping, I fell all the way down, and I got to like P13. So I'm finding now that you have your strong star driver and a strong constructor, and that's what's helping me. Because when we had Shanna on and she had Williams and she was quite far down, and let me check if she still is with Williams,
is
because she's jumped 12th.
12th at the moment.
Well, it says actually she's gone up. No, she's got
Haas, which is still just not really.
That's showing great. Because technically her team's quite strong. She's got Nico Hülkenberg as a star driver, which got her the same point as all of us, 280. Tsunoda's a strong driver. She's got the two Aston Martins of Stroll and Alonso. So again, Alonso bringing mediocre points, Stroll not so much. George Russell, 138, not bad. But it's that Haas that's brought her down quite a bit. But most people in her team, so three of the drivers, have gone down in value. So that's where she's lost a lot of money also.
What's your team value now? Because it said on here from the week before it was 99.8 million. Have you broken the 100 million? Are you back?
My team value, yes.
Yeah. And how much have you got left over?
One.
1 million. So you've got a total value of 101 million, 102 million.
Well, it just says team value, 100.
Team value is 100 and you have 100.
Oh, yeah, it'll be 101 altogether.
So, yeah.
What are you on?
Well, I'm 109 million team value and I have 5.6 left over.
How?
So
I need to change my strategy massively.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're going with the wrong... We spoke to Cameron Das and I think for me, it all started from them because I was doing okay. But when we spoke to him, he was like, buy low and you'll benefit from the end of the season. You can still get good drivers from buying a low and you're looking in that midfield area, you know, so that at the end of the season, if I can build up that team value, I can have Sainz, Piastri, Russell. That's mm-hmm. my aim. And then still right have a good constructor. And then if I can even get Hülkenberg in that team as well,
mm-hmm.
that is...
Then you're winning.
Five incredible picks. But
then again, Cameron Das has fallen all the way down to 15th. So is he not taking his own strategy
He's
anymore?
He's clearly not taking his own strategy.
Let's
I've taken it
has.
And I've run with it.
So it's only showing me the two drivers. So that's why he's jumped down a little bit at George Russell and Zhou. So his team value and points has dropped significantly. But if we remember for the first few races, Olivia Hartley was dominating.
Yep.
And she's really not dominating anymore. But she has Aston Martin as her constructor. And again, another strong team with Piastri, Ricciardo, Tsunoda, Sargeant. So Sargeant with the DNF really lost her a lot of points.
Yeah, lost her a lot. And Ricciardo being that star driver as well. Only 112 points, I think. That's crazy.
If you're going to take anything from our segment today for Grid Rival is Hülkenberg is your man. Get those points.
Hülkenberg's your man. Buy when it's red, if they're on the down. And if they're on the down by 1.3. And just, you know, you've got to think about it. If it's a team that's currently has no potential of returning, then you're like, okay, this isn't great. But if you look at, like, Piastri, for example, didn't have a great race, but there's reasons as to why that happened. Had the contact with Sainz, was in a good position. The McLaren looks good. So, okay, we might rock up at Imola and McLaren struggled there and they're not anywhere near and he doesn't gain any value. Okay, that's fair enough. But you're more likely to gain a bit of value from it because it would be strange if Piastri isn't strong around there. Russell as well, you know, he's currently down a little bit, but I think the Mercedes is okay, but he usually does better than Lewis. So you're going to gain those teammate points. The points scored looks good. Go to the results page, go to the data page and look at the drivers. You can see their last eight average, but you can also look at the results of each race.
Yeah.
So you can look at Miami and I can see that, okay, yeah, George Russell scored 138 points in that one and Hamilton did better in 152. Okay, interesting. That is something that you need to sort of be like, okay, why has that happened?
Mm-hmm. And I guess you just take into account, you know, what cars and what drivers are better suited to the track coming up. So like, right, I know Hamilton's going to smash this track, hopefully, if nothing else goes wrong. Then I'm going to try and pick him for my team. And like you did before, strategize a lot more. You know, okay, this person, I've only got them for one more race. So I'm going to have this amount of money, blah, blah, blah. This one I need for my team for this certain race. I just need to think ahead a little bit more. I'm kind of just thinking, like, panicking last minute, going, I need a really strong team. Oh, my gosh. And it doesn't work out well for me at all.
And never buy if somebody's gone up a lot of money. Snow's gone up a lot. He had a great weekend, 168 points scored. And I do think that he is one of the better. As I've said before, it's him and Hülkenberg.
Yeah.
But I do think that's a risky strategy.
Oh,
it's the same as if, like, Lando Norris has gone up 1.4 and you're like, he's just won the race. I want Lando in my team.
Doesn't guarantee
he's going to win the race.
Yeah.
But also now because he's more expensive and he only scored, what, 5 points more than, 4 points more than Max Verstappen did.
Mm-hmm.
Who is more expensive now, but Lando's on the way up. Someone else who is a similar price. Charles Leclerc is, what, 0.5 million cheaper. He scored 8 points less than Lando did. But there isn't the guarantee that Lando's going to get the race win next time around.
So
it's a risky
trend,
strategy.
You could be at a loss, really.
Yeah.
You're not going to be making a lot of profit. But when I had Charles in my team, he didn't do amazing for me and he was getting like P3, P4, you know, a mixture of anything from P3 I'd say to P5. He didn't bring me a lot of points at all. It really is those midfield drivers. I've seen a trend with our top, I'd say maybe like top five in the league. They are going for maybe one, not even top driver. It's kind of like one bottom end of the top.
Yeah.
And the rest are just midfield to bottom. That is the best way to do it, I think. And then obviously a strong constructor.
Yeah, but I also think, though, you could easily, like, Magnuson's actually not a bad shout either. 1.8 million down.
Doesn't bring you a lot of points, though. It was in the 90s.
Doesn't bring you a lot of points last weekend, but that's not doesn't always happen for Magnuson that he goes on this. Okay, it's happened twice this season, but he could get a race ban next time around if he does it again. He didn't have a great race, of course, in China as well. But I think for the pace that the Haas has got, and if it is a clean race for him, he can score some good points.
Yeah. I don't think they'll follow that strategy again of like, Kevin, be chaotic. Mm-hmm. Let's help Hülkenberg. I think now, because you've got that race ban on the horizon, they'll take it chill for a few races, because you don't really want to lose Kevin. I think you don't want him to get a race ban, because he is ultimately helping Hülkenberg get into the points and get a little bit higher. So I think he might calm down for the next few, potentially. Well,
hopefully. But yeah, he's not a bad shout. Obviously, Logan Sargeant is only 4 million, but is not going to score you high points. So if you want to, you know, try and build up money, then you need to go to those low drives and always just look at who's in the red and try and understand why they're in the red. Was it just a flash in the pan, bit of bad luck? Piastri, for example, and maybe George Russell as well. Those two have gone down in value, but is it because of that's where they're going to be in the future? Or is it just, that wasn't a great race for them. They're bounced back. They have a stronger one. That's why I put Piastri in my team, and I think he's going to earn me value.
That's what I'm hoping for. Well, looking at the top five, Hayden, you're the only person that went up in team value. We've got Nadia Elf went down 2.8. We've got Ollie Swift went down 0.7. F1 Caroline went down 2.9. I went down 2.1.
Yeah, they all went down quite a lot, to be honest. Down 2 million. Like. I mean, I'm looking at Nadia, who's leading our Golden Helmet League. Hülkenberg up 1.3. Star driver, I think everyone's kind of realised that's the one to go for. Fernando Alonso went down just slightly, but 140 points scored. It's okay. But when Tsunoda's scoring high points, it's like 168. You're like, okay. Sainz, 164 points, went down half a million. Magnussen obviously went down 1.8, 75 points scored. Stroll went down 1.3, 96 points scored. And McLaren also went down, but I guess that was also because of Piastri.
Because of Piastri, yeah.
I think if you're looking at a constructor, so if we go move away from drivers now, I think we've kind of understood Hülkenberg. If you have an option to get Hülkenberg,
get Hülkenberg. Him whilst you can.
Even though he goes against what I've said and he is up 1.3, you could maybe wait in the hope that he has a bad result. And then as soon as that's come down, you then buy him. Mm-hmm. So then he'll go back up next week.
But are there any other star drivers that are really getting as many points?
Him and Tsunoda, I'd say, are the best ones. And just have a little look at the Alpine, maybe. Because Ocon had a strong result. And if Alpine are on the up, it's a good option. Constructors, though. Red Bull, good shout. Solid, 148 points.
Yeah, you can't go wrong
average. And Ferrari are close because they both have consistent drivers. Mm-hmm. McLaren had a bad result last week. With Piastri, but I think they can have two drivers in the top five potential for sure.
I think the RB might be okay as a constructor. They've gone up one mil, but 114 points, that's quite, it's not amazing.
Is that how much they scored last time? That was also because it was a sprint race. They did do well in the sprint race, obviously with Ricciardo fourth, and then the main race, Tsunoda did well. But I just think, you know, it's a lot of money saved, but you are 30-ish points less.
Away from the top.
So I just think if you're looking at teams, McLaren's not a bad shout because they're down a little bit and I think they're going to be on the up in the next few races.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Aston Martin and they got 108 and they were down 1.6 mil. So the RB is stronger than Aston Martin for the last race. It's difficult, really. If you can afford Ferrari, McLaren, Red Bull, potentially Mercedes-ish. Sometimes they do okay and they get in, you know, more than the RB. So probably around like the 130, 140 mark potentially. Not a bad shout, but anything less than that is really not going to get you a lot of points for your constructors.
Yeah, I think you look at the top teams for me. But, you know, if you want to go lower down, then it's a risky strategy, but if you test it out, I mean, it could be, you could save a lot of money and you could buy the Russell, the Piastri, the Sainz in your team, or even Fernando Alonso instead, because you're going to get those guaranteed beat your teammate points. Mm-hmm. Though you could get the money to buy those three, but I believe if you get those three, you can't have any of them as your star driver. Mm-hmm. So it's just something to be aware of, that if you get, obviously, five drivers from those teams, if you if I manage to build up my money, I need to make sure just have one driver who is in that position that I can star driver.
Which is Nico Hülkenberg. Exactly. Yep, Nico Hülkenberg. Actually looking at like mainly everyone in the top eight, potentially. People with Nico Hülkenberg.
He's just so good.
Something right.
And that is why I put on Lance Stroll, Alex Albon and Daniel Ricciardo all for only one race. Because yes, two of those have gone down over a million and Ricciardo's only gone up 0.1.
Yeah.
But do I believe in them across the next five races? No. Whereas as soon as these are out, Hülkenberg's going straight back in and he's going on a five race contract.
Going to lock him in for as long as possible.
Maybe three to align with Sainz and Piastri and Ferrari so I can have the option of everybody and all that money to sort of decide who I want. But
no,
at the same
time,
maybe Hülkenberg, I'll be like, yeah, five races in. And Tsunoda, both those two, I love those two so far. Yeah. They are doing great.
I've just ran out with Hülkenberg. That's why I can't have him for this race. So,
well, hopefully for us, he has a stinker.
Yes.
An absolute stinker, a rare stinker. Mm-hmm. Just gets taken out by somebody, a bit of a DNF.
Yep.
No points scored, comes down a bit, and then we're like, wow, we'll just put that money back into you. Thank you very much.
Don't need that. I'll take that. And if Tsunoda wants to have a great race, he's my star driver, I'll take that also.
Yeah, I'm going to go the opposite. I want him to have a stinker as well so that I can get him cheap next week.
No chance. He's staying on my team. I don't think, let's see how long I've locked him in for though.
I've locked one race, didn't you?
Oh, just one.
One race, yeah.
Yeah, one left. Oh, no.
You said you wanted to get him in.
Oh, and we'll bring back Hülkenberg.
Bring back Hülkenberg.
Bring back the Hulk, I think.
Right.
That's my team.
Let's get your predictions ahead of Imola. Obviously, not just what you want, because I know you've got a lot of drivers in there that you want to see up at the front.
Well, if it was what I want, it'd be Fernando, win.
I think a lot of people would want that, to be fair.
Second, Tsunoda third.
What a race.
I'd take that.
Do you know what? I'm going to agree. That's a great race. That's a great race.
That's the podium that I
want. That's what we want.
The podium I think we're going to get, if I'm going off with a little bit of recency bias.
Okay.
And with McLaren bringing some great upgrades, Ferrari hopefully bringing some great upgrades as well, we'll say a Max win.
Yeah.
Unless, like I always say, unless it's a safety car, unless it's something else. I don't know what's gone wrong. Unless Max wants to take out something on the track. There's nothing really here for him to take out, but we'll see.
He'll find a bollard. Yeah, he'll be there somewhere.
I think Max P1. I'm gonna spice it up. I've already gave predictions this race. I'm gonna spice it up. I'm gonna say Sainz second, Lando third.
Okay.
Perez fourth, Leclerc fifth.
Wow, only asked for a top three, but thank you very much
I'm giving
for the top
you
five as well.
Top five.
I'm going to go with, Max P1. I'll also agree with... No.
You're not going to put Sainz second?
No, I'm going to believe this McLaren hype, and I'm going to say Piastri second.
Not Lando.
Not Lando. I mean, Piastri might be my team.
He's in your team, but...
Might be my team. But Piastri second, and then Sainz third, because he might also be in my team.
Mm-hmm.
But I do still think that there is also a chance that Piastri was running well in Miami, had a good opportunity for it, and Sainz has been able to pull out these great results. And if Ferrari bring upgrades, then he can still get himself up there as well. So, yeah, that's my top three.
Give me a top five as well whilst
Then it'll be followed up by Lance Stroll and Alexander Albon in the top four.
Of course.
No, I would then say Lando and then Perez.
No room for our boy Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc is sadly going to do what Charles Leclerc does best at times when he's driving in front of home crowds at Imola. He's going to have a little incident.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope
he's just
going
to have a little dip into the gravel and beach it, sadly.
It always happens when there's quite an important race. Something always goes wrong for our Charles Leclerc. Especially Monaco,
but
we don't want to get into that.
I'm just putting myself in that mindset already so that I'm not disappointed when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know? But maybe he wants to finish his race early so he can just get back and cuddle with little Leo, his dog.
Oh,
because that's the cutest
so cute.
Thing I have ever
he has
seen.
He a little racer. Paddock
oh my
pass.
God, it's amazing. I want him on the podium.
Oh, 100%.
Well, I've said this, that Roscoe, when Hamilton was winning races, Roscoe should have joined Hamilton on the podium and been the team representative. Now Leo needs to be on the podium if Leclerc wins the race.
If we get like an open trophy, just put The little dog in the top of the
trophy.
They
should just have an extra spot for pets.
For a little dog.
Albon wins races. He's going to have, you know, he's going to win. Have to win so many for all the pets that he has.
It's perfect for Leclerc because Leo's only a little tiny little thing. So you can just pick him up, hold him there.
Pop
trophy
him in
one
race
hand.
Suit, so his head's just poking out the top there. That'd be amazing.
Get him his own race suit.
So those are our predictions for Imola. Leo's going to win the race. Yep. And
P1 for Leo.
P1 for Leo. And those are our picks for our teams. We'll be back before Monaco to discuss the results from Imola. Basically, talk about how I now lead the championship, hopefully.
He wishes.
There's a chance.
I'm hoping you go down, I go up.
We'll have to wait and see. I'm hoping that, obviously, I take the lead. Or my team just increases in value. I will take that, of course. But let us know your picks as well. Congratulations to those guys who are at the top in the WTF1 League. And make sure you follow us on whatever audio platform you're currently listening to. We'll see you in the future before the Monaco Grand Prix, where we get into some more grid rival WTF1 Fantasy F1 show. Thank you, Amber. And we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.